This week's episode of Greetings from Storybrooke is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/storybrooke. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Again, that link is audibletrial.com/storybrooke. Greetings from Storybrooke. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And this is us.
Us.
We're back.
Yay!
If you don't recall, we're a podcast that discusses Once Upon a Time.
Yeah. And if you didn't know that, how did you get here?
Thank you. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's a little shabby, a little dusty around here.
It's a little
in the old
crazy.
Podcasting studio.
It's not the old podcasting studio. It's the new podcasting studio.
Yes, it is. We are no longer recording in a garage. We're recording in a basement, which is...
It's a finished basement, though.
It's at
least a finished... There are walls.
So that is an upgrade. Sorry we haven't put out an episode in a while. We've been really busy with, you know, this, that, and the other, and, you know, getting the new studio set up... Yeah. All sorts of stuff. Getting ready for a couple of things that are coming up later this summer that we're going to talk about.
Momentarily. We'll discuss them.
Momentarily. But today we are going to do one of our famed spoiler parties.
Kind of. Mostly. Not 100%.
There's not a ton of real spoilers, but there was a decent amount of announcements over the past week or so. So we finally felt we had enough pulled together.
Yeah,
to
it wasn't
actually
just us going,
episode.
Hey, we should podcast. Because yeah. I was kept saying, we should podcast. I miss talking to the peoples.
Yeah, but it's so hard in the off season. It's like we want to do commentaries, but now other people are doing commentaries.
I know. They stole it. We only did one, too.
I know.
Maybe we should. Do another one and reclaim our territory.
We should try and do another one sometime soon before the event that we're going
to
be talking about.
We have to. That's plenty of time.
Definitely.
Minus one amount of time.
Okay, but right up front here, before we get into all the once news, we do have some announcements.
About us.
Yes. Yes. My phone just went off.
I was going to say you looked a little scared.
And another announcement. My phone just went off.
Another news?
But first and foremost, and we've been talking about this for a while, listeners of the podcast will remember, we've been trying to get a panel at Dragon Con. Now, we have one.
We have one.
Kinda. We had been wanting to do a Greetings from Storybrooke panel with some cast members and crew members and stuff that are going to be at the con, but unfortunately we missed our deadline to work with guest services, so unless one of them reaches out to us, probably not going to happen.
Probably not.
But we're going to be hosting a fan cast panel on the podcasting track on Saturday.
Around 11:30
weekend. And it'll be at 11:30 a.m.
So right after the big shenanigans of the parade for all of you congoers.
Just walk over to the Hilton right after the parade, and our panel will be getting started very soon after that.
Bill will be running around like a crazy person after filming the parade and its commentary.
With color commentary.
So we will probably be running in with equipment.
Which, by the way, if you see me at the parade, it's probably going to be me and one other person commenting on it. So if if you see us, feel free to walk up and say hi, because, you know, it's really an hour and a half event. It's really hard to keep the talk moving, especially with just two people.
This is true.
But and also I wanted to mention that I'm also on a couple of other panels this year. They're both on the Brit track. I think it's just Brit track. But I'm going to be on the Being Human panel. So if you like the way I analyze television shows and you like the UK Being Human, this is the panel for you. And I'm also going to be on the World's End / Cornetto Trilogy panel under the Brit track. I don't have times for those yet, but those will be sometime during Dragon Con weekend, which will be fun.
Yay!
Hopefully,
Bill is also soliciting people to interview.
Not in the bad way.
No, yes. No.
I'm not soliciting
not
people.
Not at all. Trying to get some cosplayers to interview in character.
Yes, and I'm looking, because I'm covering Dragon Con as I have for the past 3 years for BleedingCool.com, which is TV, film, comics. So unfortunately, no video game characters, but if you're dressing up as a once character, comic book character, please get a hold of me. I'd love to bring you back to my hotel room to interview you in character. Again, not soliciting in the bad way. But yeah, if you're interested, just email me, bill at meeksmixedmedia.com. And let's see here. One other thing I wanted to mention here at the top before we get into the stories. And to Anne Marie's credit, she's way more prepared for this than I am. I didn't get a chance to look over a lot of stuff. So I'm kind of going to be following her lead this
week. I know more than he does.
I was so concerned with the Doctor Who and the Superman Batman announcements and all that stuff, Breaking Bad.
And then I stalked every one of the Once people and every interview they did. And the fact that Ginny Goodwin is mad at Josh for jumping in the Walking Dead photo. It was a thing. If you saw it, you know it was a thing.
But yeah, the one other thing I wanted to mention here at the top, if you noticed earlier or late last week, we put an episode out on the feed, which was me reading a Brothers Grimm fairy tale called Six Soldiers of Fortune. I did that in cooperation with Rebecca over at Operation Cobra Podcast. Great experience. Like, I was moving, so I told her, you know, get a hold of me in a couple weeks and I can do it. And like 3 weeks went by. I completely forgot about it. She emailed me. She was like, hey, are you going to do that thing for me? And I recorded it in like 10 minutes while I was working. But yeah.
He did a good job and put his whole heart into it.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And she did a great job editing it, too. So if you want to listen to that, you can go check out Operation Cobra Podcast. I think it might be CobraCast.com. But we also have the episode in our feed. And if you like mine, she's been doing a series of them over the summer with various people reading lesser known Grimm's fairy tales. So definitely check that out. And now, I guess, on to the news.
That was really quick news. Getting to the news.
I know. Well, that's a spoiler party for you.
Yep, straight cheers. To it. Cheers. I mean, cheersing every time there's...
Yep.
Okay.
Spoiler parties are a little loosey-goosey.
Spoiler parties are a little drinksy-winksy. So I guess this is sort of starting at the end. If you watched any of the San Diego Comic-Con footage, which I stalked on the YouTubes, it ended with a teaser. Ariel.
Basically, for those of you who haven't seen this, it starts off with Grumpy. He's like going down by the shore, I think, to hold on, I'm trying to play it through here a little bit. Yeah, to have his lunch,
he's
hard day
at
work.
Yeah.
And he pulls out a fork and he sets it down and he turns back or it's in his lunchbox and he turns around and a hand reaches in and it's gone.
And instantly you know that's Ariel because, hello, it's a dinglehopper.
Yeah, dinglehopper, exactly. And then you see someone running back behind a rock in the signature Ariel
blue
dress.
Which you see
dress.
The feet. I would like to state you see her feet.
Mm-hmm. And then a few seconds later, Grumpy sees the patented Ariel dress on the ground, and he runs over to the ocean, and he sees the Little Mermaid herself.
With her fin. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing, or it's hinted at, that she can sort of go back and forth. It's not like...
It's not like Ursula.
Ursula
sends her
king.
One way or the other.
Right.
Well, actually, do you think they're actually going to have an Ursula, or do you think it's probably just going to be Queen, Evil Queen?
See, you know, I thought we said it would be Rumple.
Well,
he's like every bad character at this point.
Well, there in the original Beauty and the Beast episode, there was that exchange where Regina said she had a problem with a mermaid she needed help with, and then it kind of got blown off and thrown
That's
back into
the
Beauty and the Beast
the
situation. But the rights, it's an old story. Tale as old as time, in
fact. Well, they had issues getting Neverland. That's why it took us so long to get
there. Well, Neverland's a different case because it was written in the past 100 years or so. And while...
He's still smarter than me and I did research.
I actually know a bit about the Peter Pan rights. In America, they've been free and clear of copyright for a long time, for decades. But over in England, the copyright laws are different, and J.M. Barrie set up the profits from the Peter Pan IP over there to go to, what's the name of the children's hospital? Something related. It might even be Peter Pan's Children's Hospital or something like that. But and that's been a situation for years over there to where they're not quite as free to work with the character as we are over here. But I think recently it just went to the public domain.
I wonder how they're going to feel about Peter Pan not being a nice guy.
I don't think they have too much of a say.
No, but if they fought for rights.
Well, has Peter Pan ever been a particularly nice guy, though?
He's been likable.
Like, we all like Peter Pan because we're introduced to him when we're a kid and we really get his point of view. You know, us being full-grown adults, if we ran into a kid like Peter Pan, he would probably get under our skin so quickly. He would be the bad guy to us.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with that.
Unless you never grew up like me.
This is very true. As we sit in the den of comic books. So basically, Ariel confirmed, but I believe
and
I saw
Grumpy
somewhere.
Confirmed.
Yes. That's important. I don't believe they've actually cast her yet because they have only filmed for, well, I'm guessing 6 days at this point.
Yeah.
Because by the time Comic-Con was this weekend, they'd only filmed for 5 days.
So they just had like an extra and a wig.
Yeah,
or
they just had a chicken.
Yeah, because she never even, in the trailer, she never turns around and looks at the camera.
No. And you know what? They did this last year with Hook.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Hook that they had for the teaser last year was completely not like the character ended up being.
Oh, yeah. He was dressed more like
he was
the
like
Peter
the straight
Pan
up Hook with a peg leg.
Which, well, I guess since that's an actual scene from or something they've shot, I guess that will definitely be her costume, though.
No, not necessarily, because he was in the full on like.
Well, I'm just saying just because, you know, Grumpy, it seemed like it was a scene from the show versus something they shot especially for Comic-Con.
We'll see.
It seemed
because
like
it definitely looks like something they did on their lunch break. Let's be honest here. It's quick and dirty.
Well, maybe it's like the closer to the first episode or something like that. You see Ariel and then next week on Once Upon a Time.
Possibly. We'll see. So.
Okay.
Moving right along.
More news.
More news. Sorry, my thing scrolled. Scheduling. We got confirmation at Comic-Con that there will be 11 back-to-back episodes. And then there will be a break. And then there will be 11 more back-to-back episodes.
So only one break.
One break. They said they are going to do their darndest not to have to take any breaks in the spring. So basically, you know, we're going to be up against a lot of awards shows.
You know what I hear? I with this in the announcement of Once Wonderland or Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, they're doubling our workload and cutting our vacations. Which is unfortunate, but
you know what? We needed it. They needed this. They needed that dedication. And I'm going to guess like the station realized that that's why their ratings were hitting or like dropping.
Because it was just so hard
about
to get a beat on it. You know what I mean? This is completely selfish, but just from our perspective too, you know, we'd get into a really good rhythm with the podcast. We'd be recording on a consistent day and then we'd have 3 weeks off.
And we just can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
you
like,
saw how well we did our commentaries on those 3 weeks up.
Wah, wah. But yeah, I'm very glad that they're going to try to minimize the breaks for sure. And they also announced, it was several days before, but Adam Horowitz announced on Twitter that Once will officially be returning on September 29th and that Once Upon a Time in Wonderland starts October 10th. So that'll be fun. So we'll get like, what, just like a week regular episode
two.
And then two? And
we
then,
should get two.
And then starting then, it'll be once, twice a week.
Yeah, yeah. We're still figuring out what we're going to do with that.
Yeah, definitely, you know, write us at greetingsfromstorybrooke@gmail.com. If you have any preference, right now we're thinking.
We're actually on opposite sides on this. I think there should be two separate dedicated podcasts, our hour long for once, pretty much an hour long. And I'm okay if it starts off as a half hour for Wonderland. I just feel like if it doesn't get its own dedicated time, it's going to get swept under the rug, even if it's really good.
Yeah. And so you're basically advocating for two episodes a week.
Yes.
Releasing two episodes a week. What I'm advocating is, especially at first, as we get into it and see what it is exactly, doing the Once Wonderland as a bonus segment at the end of our normal episodes. Like, we'll watch it on Thursday, or I think it's Thursday it airs, and we'll record a short, you know, 10 or 15 minute reaction piece, and we'll tack that on to the end of the episode that we put out the following, you know, Monday or Tuesday about the regular once episode. These are our options, people. Write us at greetings.
Please let us know, yeah, because
greetings from storybrooke@gmail.com.
Let's, yeah,
get there. Yeah, just because, you know, we're a little conflicted about it too, because on the one hand, yeah, we're definitely going to be excited about it. We're going to want to talk about it. But how much do we devote to it? And how much do we take away from the time and effort we put into covering the main show to cover the spinoff? So, you know, just let us know what you think. But yeah, Once Returns, September 29th, Wonderland, October 10th. You want to go ahead and take this next one?
I'm actually going to pull something into this so that you can take that one because you're a little bit more into it than I am.
Okay.
Okay, so I was going to talk about this later, but it's not that huge for later. Once fans are called Oncers. What are Once Wonderland fans called? Because Anthony said, what did he tell me? Once Wonders or something like that. And that kind of reminds me of that thing you do with the Oneaters.
Yeah.
it really, as soon as I read, I was like, the Oneaters? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, wait, no, wrong thing. So I keep wanting to say like the Wonders or something.
Yeah.
But I can't figure out. And I'm actually really surprised that the Twitterverse hasn't already come up with something.
Yeah, it hasn't already come up with the hashtag.
Right.
Yeah, that's something else definitely people can write us in about if you have any ideas, or tweet us at GF Storybrooke.
Yes, we're there all the time.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm trying to think. It seems like it should maybe have something to tie into. Like, I don't know, the mushroom sheets to change sizes.
Shroomers? Because that just doesn't seem like we're going to get the right audience.
That means something else. yeah. The rabbits? No.
No.
Rabbit holes?
No.
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 Okay. These are just getting
worse. We have now turned to NSFW.
Okay. So anyway. Okay. Back to news. We have a returning character this year. In season 3, it has been confirmed that Giancarlo Esposito, also known as Sidney Glass, will be returning. We're always asking, where did Sidney go?
Apparently he's in the basement.
Yeah, apparently. But we're going to get to see more with him. I believe it's unconfirmed right now whether it's going to be a flashback or a current scene, but he will definitely be back for an episode or two.
And if it's a flashback, yeah, that gives us more hope for Gus Gus.
Yes, definitely.
I had to get it in.
You know, before the series ends, which, you know, heaven portend, but before the series ends, it would be really cool if they have some flashback scene with every character who's died. Like, sometime they all interacted back in Fairytaleland or something.
There was, like, a carnival or something where they
were. Or, like, they're all, like, walking down the street and, like, what's her name? The seer jumps out and she's like, you will all die. And then cut back to Storybrooke, and it's the one-year memoriam for all the dead characters.
That's horrible. This has gotten a really dark twist to this episode.
I like it. I like
it. And I'm just going to keep the dark trend going. At Comic-Con, Regina's favorite kill is coming in season 3.
Ooh.
She was really excited about it. Mm. Lana was really excited because I believe it was an audience member asked her what her favorite kill was.
Mm-hmm.
And going right back into character, that her favorite kill was coming in season 3.
So who do you think her favorite kill
is? I have no idea.
I'd almost, like, I'd want to say it would be Rumple.
Yeah, I kind of leaned a little that way. She was sitting next to him. It was a little scary.
It's either Rumple or Snow.
I mean, those are going to be.
Because I don't think she would be happy about killing Emma.
No.
Because they've kind of.
She would have in season 1.
Mm-hmm.
But after the end of season 2, when it was like power to Henry's mommies.
Yeah.
They've
bonded. They've bonded. But yeah. She still hates Snow as much as she ever did.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And well, she hates Snow actually probably more now after killing her mom.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of mom death.
Maybe it's herself. Because Regina actually is pretty self-loathing.
She is.
So that would almost make sense.
Yes and no. Yes and no, because she also said that she doesn't think Regina's that bad.
Mm.
So, yeah. So yeah, we'll see what her favorite kill is.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. So now before we finish up with all the news from Comic-Con, I would like to take a brief moment to talk about our sponsor, Audible.
Audible!
Now, Audible, if you're not familiar, it's a website. You can go, you can get your audiobooks, listen to books on the go. You don't have to read. You don't need your eyes. You can cover them up with duct tape.
You don't need... Why?
Because with Audible.com, you can listen to your books.
But why the duct tape?
Why wouldn't you cover your eyes with duct tape?
Because then there goes your eyelashes.
Well, that's how you pull your eyelashes.
Who pulled
Time for a little maintenance, Anne-Marie. Come on. Here, have some tweezers. You can pluck your eyebrows. But for you, the listeners of the Greetings from Storybrooke podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Now, we have a couple of recommendations. What's yours?
Mine is The Perks of Being a Wallflower. I have loved this book from when it was first published in the 90s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was the winner of like some MTV novel contest. Yes, that's why I got it. And it was about Pittsburgh, which is where I was from. I was like, this has everything winning. And yes, it's awesome. And it would be so nice now that I'm always on the go to just be able to listen to it instead of, you know, having to read.
Yeah, or you can, you know, just scan to like a favorite passage and just, you know, if you're
listen.
If you need like 5 minutes, you can be like, okay, I'll listen to chapter 7.
Right, or whatever. Exactly.
Which is fun. And my recommendation this week is it's called Superman, The High-Flying History of America's Most Enduring Hero by Larry Tye. And in preparation for The Man of Steel, because I'm sure it's come up before, I'm a huge Superman fan. I decided to try and find some new nonfiction material about the character. I've read like 30 nonfiction books about the history of Superman. So it's really hard to teach me anything about the character, but this book did it. Like, it was really neat. It stepped through basically the entire creative history of the character, and then it went back through and went decade by decade and analyzed the character based on what was going on in the world at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Hollywood system back during the Adventures of Superman TV show. Really, really good. In Superman, The High-Flying History of America's Most Enduring Hero. Also, if you want to hear what I thought about Man of Steel, go to my website, meeksmixedmedia.com, and on the front page there's the post, Man of Steel and Me. You can see me on like a million different podcast YouTube shows where I talk about it.
Perhaps the show have been called The Bill Meeks Show tonight.
Possibly.
Well, self-promote, self-promote.
A lot of news. But no, actually, we're promoting Audible, Anne-Marie.
And to download
your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/storybrooke. Again, that's audibletrial.com/storybrooke for your free audiobook.
Thank you, Audible.
And now on to more news.
More news. So, more from Comic-Con. We are getting Tinkerbell. This is it was like gleeful for me.
Yeah.
With getting Ariel and Tinkerbell, and there's going to be glitter. There has to be glitter. But what we know about Tinkerbell is that you have to believe in her to see her, which makes me feel that we've already met her. It might be somebody who doesn't know that they're Tinkerbell yet, or.
Well, you'd think Tinkerbell would have to already exist within the story, so I mean it can't
be. You would think.
I don't think it could be any of the main characters, because I know you were thinking.
I was thinking it was Emma.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking that because of her strong, because they also said it has a very close connection with somebody who was on the panel, which we had Emma, Snow, Charming, Balefire, Hook, Belle, Regina, and Rumpel.
Mm-hmm.
And Emma and Balefire. Very close. Peter Pan connection. Henry's taken by the shadow people or wanted by the shadow people. She's blonde. She had her hair actually done up in this really cute Tinkerbell-y thing. This is what I do. This is my job.
It kind of just makes me wonder, though. Has there ever been a character on the show, like a fairy tale character, who had their iconic fairy tale story told in the time since everyone got moved to Storybrooke?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. So
you're trying to like just basically give me this, so no.
Well, no, I'm not saying it couldn't happen. I'm just saying as far as we know right now, the rules of the universe, all the classic fairy tale stories happened before they got transported to Storybrooke.
Right.
Although obviously there's a little bit of weirdness with Neil. And him going to Wonderland and I guess Peter Pan could have been there a long time before he ever made it.
Yeah.
Too. And plus, didn't they say he wasn't on Earth. He was on Peter Pan Earth.
Like, I don't remember.
He was in the Peter Pan version of London, not the not our version of London.
Right. That I remember.
So yeah, but Tinkerbell's coming. She might already be here. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Should be interesting.
Okay, now you have some hashtags.
There was a lot of hashtags thrown around at the end. This is nothing. Okay, save Henry. The hashtag. It's a thing. Make it happen, people. It apparently they were even saying it's sort of like kind of going to be the first. Those first 11 episodes, I think, are going to be heavily dealing with. That's going to be saving Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Henry is going to be gone, I think, for that first,
which will make some fans very happy.
And some fans not so happy at all. So, but hashtag save Henry.
But Henry is the new MacGuffin.
Okay. another one that people were throwing out was Belle for Mayor. Mm-hmm. I'm way pro Belle for Mayor. Way. But I mean, she contains the spells to keep them safe. Why wouldn't she be the mayor?
Yeah.
And
Grumpy can be the new sheriff.
Precious. Precious. Also, Ninja Fire.
Ninja Fire.
Not a big fan of Ninja Fire. I don't think – I know it's not going to catch on, but I thought I'd throw it out because it's entertaining. People are trying to put Balefire with Mulan.
Oh,
the shippers.
Okay.
It's all the shippers.
But Mulan already has a man in her life, at least one.
But, what's her face? Mm. They're all three are there. Philip was those two are together. And then there's just but they're pretty sure. Eddie and Adam pretty much confirmed that will not happen.
Yeah.
Because, seconds before falling down the hole, he told Emma he loved her.
Well, yeah.
And she had said, I love you. That's not going
to
happen.
It would break all the rules of story logic to do that. Because, I mean, right now, the love between Neil and Emma is the gun in the drawer. And, that gun has to come out by the third act of the overarching series.
Yes.
They have to finally get together at some point.
And you could see it in their person. Mm-hmm. They all slipped it back into character half the panel.
Yeah.
And she's like, over my dead body.
Well, they're fresh into it, too.
Exactly. So they're really using it probably to get back into character.
Now, something you didn't have listed here that I thought was worth bringing up was the whole, who was it? I think it was people who wanted a romantic pairing between Emma and the Queen.
Okay.
Asked them at the panel.
They did, and you could tell they were not so happy that it got asked.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person who asked the question basically accused them of setting up Swan Queen.
Mm-hmm.
In the first two seasons, and why have they never made it happen? Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
They got really agitated by it. And, they were trying so hard to keep their cool, but they're probably so sick of hearing about Swan Queen. they basically pushed it aside. And that's part of when that came out. They're like, she just told him she loves him after 10 years.
Yeah.
That's not going anywhere, even if she's getting on a ship with Captain Hook and Regina.
Well, the thing is with shippers, and I used to date someone who was a Harry Potter shipper. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean,
there's nothing wrong when it's playful.
There's even, there's fan fiction outside of shipping, which I think is really cool and a really healthy outlet for fandom. And also, people are making money off it because Amazon has a thing now to where you can publish your own fan fiction for Vertigo Comics and stuff.
Cool.
But, I don't see anything wrong with it. What I do see wrong is when people confront the creators of the show, the actual people who write the actual show, because what happened in the show conflicts with their headcanon.
Yes.
And, I just think that's a little rude and a little disrespectful. You can hop on the mic and be like, oh, did you see that, there's a big movement of people who, ship Emma and the Queen together. That's fine. But, to go up there and saying, you guys set this up and you're messing
basically
with my
letting
headcanon.
It down. They were basically like, you're letting me down. And no.
Yeah. I mean, they have a definite direction for the show. And you know, I'm all for LGBT rights and everything.
Well, and they even said they're not opposed to doing something like that.
Yeah, to doing a character.
But they're not going to do it for a shock value. They're going to do it where it fits.
Yeah, if you do it because it's gimmicky.
It's gimmicky.
Yeah, it's gimmicky and it doesn't really have any power to it. It doesn't have any teeth. You know, the reason, I don't know, Archie Bunker, and I'm probably dating myself by
referencing
All in the Family. But, you know, Archie Bunker was interesting because it wasn't done for shock value because, you know, it wasn't like every episode he had a moral lesson that he shouldn't be a bigot. It was presenting the interesting thing about that show was that he was a bigot and no one said anything. They found a way to present it to where it wasn't just a gimmick, but it said something about this culture.
Right.
The show was in.
Right.
And, you know, so if they can find a way to do it to where it's not just a gimmick, not just a one-off, I'm completely fine with, heck, you know, kill half the cast and bring in all new LGBT characters. I'm fine with that.
As long as it works. Mm-hmm. Don't do it for a shock value.
Exactly.
So, you know, I just hate that people are attacking them for it because they've done mm-hmm. nothing but really give us great TV. Mm-hmm. And they're taking these awesome stories, and people are just knocking them for it.
And the thing is, they don't have that in the show. But you know, you can go out and write your slash fiction,
right?
You know, just you know, set it between seasons 2 and 3. You know, on the ship. You know, yeah. On their way to Neverland. That's fine.
Do what you got to do. But
that's the wonderful thing about fan fiction is because not even the show can define the universe you're working in.
Right. Nothing can define it. But
yeah, nothing can define the universe you're working in. So don't try and put your definitions of a universe onto other people.
Exactly. It's kind of the opposite mm-hmm. of being like religiously preachy.
Yeah.
It's I mean, you know what I mean? It's still mm-hmm. preachy, just very opposite end of the spectrum. Anyway.
Yeah, that was a very good conversation.
I
like that.
Good talk.
Okay, now to end on some lighter news.
Most definitely lighter
news. You guys might have seen this. Good Morning Storybrooke. Did you know that Storybrooke has a morning TV news program show?
It was fantastic. Can I please eat at Granny's? Do they have avocado?
No, but it's starring
everybody.
Yvette Nicole Brown from Community is playing one of the main hosts, Goldilocks. And Paul Scheer,
which is awesome that she's Goldilocks.
Yeah, Paul Scheer is another one of the hosts. I can't remember who he's playing or if they even said who he's playing.
I don't think they said.
But this is going to be, I'm guessing, probably 20, 30 minutes of DVD extras on the season 2 DVD. But the thing about it is they've built a set. They brought in Yvette Nicole Brown, who, you know,
is big now.
Well, she has a regular show going on right now. And, you know, if they're going to bring her in, I doubt it's going to be just for a DVD extra. So I'm guessing we might see a few snips and blips and bobbles on a
TV
in the background.
See, that's
from Good Morning Storybrooke in the new season, which is pretty cool. And I like Yvette Nicole Brown from Community too.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. And yeah, and it has a lot of the regular cast members too. Like I think Dr. Whale makes an appearance.
Yes, he has a segment. Mm-hmm. He has a segment. And in case you could not guess, they have an advertisement for Granny's. You can stay at Granny's and you can eat at Granny's. Please just watch it so you don't think I'm just special.
Yeah, we'll
it
have
really
a link
is hysterical.
We'll have a link for that and everything else we talked about mostly in the show notes.
I can link that. And I guess that's it.
Yeah, I think that's all the news and stuff. Do you want to go ahead and I guess we'll
we
cut a couple things just because they were very relevant to the finale, not so relevant 2 months later, like as far as letters. Apologize if your letter or tweet or whatever got cut. But we just figured we'd drop one in here and then we have an iTunes review too. So you want to go ahead?
I'm going to let you take this.
Oh, you're going to let me take this?
I'm going to let you take it.
Oh, I was hoping to get a drink at that point.
Well, I haven't read it recently.
Okay. So this is from Holly from Wisconsin. Sorry, not in Wisconsin.
Apparently he really – okay, from. Take a drink.
She might not be in Wisconsin, but she's definitely from Wisconsin. Holly.
Hi,
let's
Holly.
Go to your letter. Hey, Bill and Aunt Marie. Just wanted to drop you a line and tell you how much I enjoyed listening to your podcast. You're one of the many podcasts that I do listen to on a regular basis. I listen to various podcasts of my favorite shows, which happen to be, of course, Once Upon a Time, Doctor Who,
whoop, whoop.
Is it November yet, and Castle. I've heard good things about Castle.
I should look into that.
Some weeks I have quite a bit of listening to do, but I enjoy every minute of it. Love all the theories and discussion that have been had over the course of the season. I'm really looking forward to what season 3 will bring us. I'm working my way through the Reawakened novel, which we still haven't finished reading yet.
Nope.
And I'm enjoying it so far. I'm hoping with later books, if they do continue, that we could get what I would like to call missing episodes, events that have happened off screen. I'm also very excited about Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. I know in the trailer clip that they did show the caterpillar. I'm really keeping my fingers crossed that they still keep Roger Daltrey's voice as that of the caterpillar. I enjoyed seeing the brief glimpse of him that we had in the season one episode in Once Upon a Time when the Queen and Jefferson went to Wonderland. If memory serves, I think the Who's tour is winding down, and if Roger's looking for something to do, the creator and the creators want him again, I hope he says yes. Excuse me.
I'll take up the next paragraph.
I'm also a big Highlander the series fan, and Roger played a reoccurring character in the show that I fell in love with. It would be interesting to see a storybook version of the caterpillar. Yeah, and if you want
to
take it.
Okay. As to the Rumples the Boy will be my undoing theory, I don't think Henry or Neil will be Rumples undoing. I'm thinking it might be Peter Pan. Maybe Greg if he gets reverted back to his childhood self. Or wait a minute, Pinocchio. He's a boy right now. I'm really not sure how much Pinocchio knows about Rumple and his Dark One ways. Just tossing it out there. Like Rumple says, the future is hazy. There's so many ways this line could be interpreted. Rumple's death, him losing his Dark One's powers. Hopefully I'm not rehashing too much of what's already been said before. It's still going to be I'll wait until September. Keep up the great work, you two. Looking forward to future podcasts. Holly from Wisconsin.
Holly from Wisconsin. Thank you for the letter, Holly.
Thank you, Holly.
And yeah, that's interesting, although I think it's still a little bit outstanding. I remember this being one of my most prevalent theories towards the end of the finale. What if Henry is Peter Pan? What if that shadow thing is Henry and there's some sort of time travel involved? That's all I'm going to say.
I totally buy time travel in this world.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to see some time travel.
Or all, like, four of these worlds.
They're adding a new series, a new spinoff series every half season now. Once Upon a Time in Agrabah.
Well,
yeah,
we didn't actually mention any of that.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that Jafar will be...
On Wonderland,
which
we
is
didn't
pretty
cover
cool.
any of Wonderland. Again, this is why I see it needs its own thing, so I can dedicate time to it.
Yes, which, by the way, if you want to tell us...
Perhaps we should put up a poll.
Well, if you want to tell us how you feel we should handle that, or if you want to just write in, say hey...
Check in.
Our email is greetingsfromstorybrook@gmail.com. Our Twitter is @GFStorybrook. You can write in, can call in with a voicemail, which we absolutely love because then we have a couple minutes where we don't have to talk every episode.
Bill can get a drink for a minute. Mm-hmm. It makes him happy.
But our voicemail number is 424-274-2352. And I'll say that again, 424-274-2352, just in case you need to get something to write with. But something that we like to do is if you go to iTunes, search for Greetings from Storybrooke and leave us a review, we'll read it. This one came in on July 3rd, which wasn't that long ago.
A couple weeks.
We apologize if we've missed any of these. I realized when I went to look for this one that the podcast app on my iPhone doesn't sort by date for reviews.
Oh.
It sorts by usefulness.
Oh, well, that's not helpful
at
all.
Yeah. So
that is not useful.
I think we got all of them, but just in case, you know, let us
point
know that you put
we'll
it out
it.
There. But this one's from Kamlesh Patel, and it says, after the finale ended, I was fine and assumed that I could live without Once Upon a Time, and that lasted about a month, but suddenly all the once feels came back, and I need some... And I need something, and you guys have been that something, so thanks. P.S. I love the intro poems.
I won't lie. I thought his intro poems were so silly in the beginning, and now I love them, and I'm kind of sad that we don't have one for this episode.
I was just going to say, you know, you are a little critical of the intro poems.
I was anti-poem.
And you know what? I don't think anyone's ever written in and said that they didn't like them.
They weren't on this side reading them. He writes them. I read them. It doesn't really work all the time.
It works most of the time.
It has delayed recording some nights because I just can't get it. Anyway, causes a domestic. So one last thing, which I find hysterical. Anthony Hooper, Hoops 900, as you may recall, was on our podcast months and months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tweeted us this earlier this week. He says, I do believe my own mother is trying to put me under a sleeping curse, LOL. And it is a picture of an apple turnover. The amount of LOLing I did has continued for days.
Nice. Thank you for that, Anthony.
Thank you.
I feel bad about Anthony because, like, a lot of times, like, I'll have Skype signed in for work or something.
Right.
And then I'll walk away from it for a few hours. I'll come back and he'll, like, have sent me a Skype message. Hi, Bill. And I'm like, oh, I wasn't here. Sorry.
He was not ignoring you. He was just busy.
Not ignoring you. It's just you always catch me at bad times or when I'm not here. Sorry about that. Anthony, I'll do better.
That's right, you will do better, Bill Meeks.
Okay, so brief summary, there's some news. We just told you about it. We're gonna be at Dragon Con Labor Day weekend.
I will Saturday. Only be there on Saturday, so yes. If you're running around Saturday, please find me because I'll be lost.
Yeah, definitely write us greetingsfromstorybrooke@gmail.com if you're going to the con, because, you know, maybe Saturday we could do a little meetup, because I know we have some local fans and some other ones podcasters in the area.
Yes.
That will definitely be there. And I think Wynn might be there and Rumor Hope.
Yes.
You know, the all-stars of the Greetings from Story.
The people who like to write us all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I'll be around there all weekend covering it for Bleeding Cool. So if you see me, come up and say hi. You might not know what I look like. Look for my badge. It'll say Bill Meeks on it.
Or you could just go to, like, you know, Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can.
Or
you can,
Twitter, and look at your profile picture. I mean, it's just an idea.
Yeah, you could, you know, during the convention, too. And I'm sure we'll probably have one more episode before the convention, at least. But you can tweet me at Bill Meeks, and I'll reply and be like, hey, I'm at the Marriott. Come hang out. I'll buy you a drink.
I am totally going to attempt to put together a costume, by the way, from once.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually considered getting my hair cut like one of the characters. That probably won't happen. That would be really cool.
So Anne-Marie might be once upon a cosplayer.
Once upon a cosplayer with a Harry Potter time turner. Because I have the most gigantic time turner that I have to wear. No other time in my life will I be at the, you know, mm-hmm. geekdom land to wear this time turner. So
okay, well, I guess that's about it. I don't know when we'll do another episode, but I'm sure we'll do one before Dragon Con.
We've got to be able to do one before Dragon Con.
Yeah, and then, you know, we'll be full force into it, deep into it, starting on, and I'm stalling
the 29th.
I forget the date, the 29th of September.
Ooh, I'm good. Yay, memory.
So like the 30th ish.
Let's go ish.
Yeah, let's go ish.
We know how we are.
We'll be back into regular production for 11 weeks.
So. 11 weeks, then we'll take a break where I'm sure there will be a round table with the once.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't have a round table before the end of the summer.
We might want to throw that out to him.
Yeah. But okay, well,
there we go.
I guess that's it. So until next time.
Greetings from Storybrooke.